President Bush took his Social Security message to Florida today, holding events in Pensacola and Orlando. Mr. Bush and his administration are well into a 60-city tour designed to educate the public about the system's financial problems. The president is also talking about his plan to allow private accounts within Social Security. He acknowledges that they won't solve Social Security's financial problems, but he has not yet offered a plan to put the system on a sound footing. As NPR's John Itstey reports, Mr. Bush has offered a clue about what kind of financial fix he might prefer.
At his news conference this week, Mr. Bush said he had intentionally decided not to send a Social Security solvency plan to Capitol Hill because, he said, the first plan is always dead on arrival. But the president suggested at least one idea for a financial fix had caught his attention.
A Democrat economist named Posen, he came to visit the White House. He didn't see me, but came to toss some interesting ideas out, talking about making sure the system was progressive.
Robert Posen is not an economist. He was trained as a lawyer, but ended up on Wall Street managing Fidelity Investments. He's now chairman of MFS Investment Management. Posen was also a member of the president's Social Security Advisory Commission. That's where he developed a plan he calls progressive indexing.
In its simplest form, progressive indexing means that we divide workers into three groups: low-wage, middle-wage, and high-wage workers. Low-wage workers, we preserve their schedule benefits, that is, the benefits that they're now scheduled to get under Social Security.
But scheduled benefits for highly paid workers and middle-income workers would be reduced significantly. Posen achieves that by changing the formula for determining the initial retirement benefit for middle and high-income workers. Right now, that initial benefit is linked to the average increase in wages in the economy. Posen would link it to prices instead. And because wages rise about 1 percentage point faster than prices each year, the change would reduce Social Security's long-term shortfall by more than half. Posen's plan, which has been incorporated into at least one leading congressional plan, would work on a sliding scale. High-income workers would have their initial benefit tied totally to price increases. For middle-income workers, the formula would be a half-and-half blend of wage and price indexing. And low-income workers would use the current, more generous, wage-based formula. Posen thinks that's fair.
I think historically, the role of Social Security was to provide an income floor to make sure that everyone in retirement had some income. And so therefore, I believe that the highest priority should be to protect the low-wage workers with Social Security. Second of all, we now have 401ks, IRAs, and many other types of tax-subsidized retirement programs.
And those programs, which currently eat up about $60 billion in federal subsidies a year, overwhelmingly benefit middle and high-income workers. It's only fair, argues Posen, that those workers take the biggest hit in rebalancing the Social Security system. In fact, under his plan, promised benefits for high-income workers would be reduced by nearly 40%. For middle-class workers, they would fall about 25%. Henry Aaron, an economist at the Brookings Institution, says that's too much.
Let's be clear here. We're talking about cutting benefits significantly, not just for the Bill Gateses of the world. We're talking about cutting them for people under the Posen plan who earn $40,000 or $50,000 a year, people who depend in a very major way on their Social Security benefits.
Aaron also worries that if promised benefits are reduced significantly for middle and high-income workers, their support for the Social Security system might be undermined. For his part, Aaron prefers a more traditional fix for the system's financial problems. He says raising the amount of wages subject to the Social Security tax, reducing the annual COLA for retirees slightly, and dedicating some estate tax revenue to Social Security could solve the system's financial problem in a more balanced way. John Itstey, NPR News, Washington.